This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, New Problems. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Asthma is on the rise across the U.S., and the problem is especially bad on reservations. There, kids with asthma are more likely to get attacks and more likely to die from the condition. And emergency rooms are far away. It often takes a medevac plane to get there. Reporter Eilish O'Neill visited the Navajo Nation, a reservation in northeast Arizona, and she has this report.
The Navajo Reservation is a vast desert landscape the size of West Virginia. It's dry, dusty, and windy. It's bitterly cold in the winter. Rock formations and red and brown dirt stretch for miles, dotted with sparse shrubs. It takes hours to drive between towns, and there can be miles between houses. Many roads are unpaved, and hardly anyone has an address.
Mom, those are mine was nine.
Oh no, your shoes ain't even circled.
Chelsea Holtzoy lives there with the five of her children who still live at home.
Oh, same as yours.
The evening I visited, Chelsea had a box of pants, jackets, and shoes that the Navajo Nation had given her for her kids.
Yeah, it fits you. Awesome. Got the right size.
They don't have indoor plumbing or central heating. There's an outhouse 50 yards away on the field of hard-packed dirt where their cabin sits. Chelsea's son, Ethan, is 10. He likes playing football with his friends, and his favorite subject at school is math. He and his siblings live close enough to school that they walk there, through a hole in a fence and across a field. When he was a little guy, Ethan was really sick. Once, when he was 3 years old, he got a terrible fever.
Oh, he's burning up, you know. I start getting scared. Ice water we got. We put a rag in it, we wrung it out, we're just wiping his body down. Pretty soon the water was warm from just wiping him down.
When the ice water didn't help, Chelsea gave her son ibuprofen, but she says his temperature just kept going up and up.
It's really a scary experience, especially when they're that small. It just hurt just looking at him.
Chelsea rushed him to the nearest clinic. There, the doctors told her Ethan didn't just have a fever, he was having an asthma attack, and his oxygen levels were alarmingly low. They wanted to send him to an intensive care unit in Phoenix, which would be a five-hour drive. So Chelsea and Ethan boarded a medevac plane, and they went.
All right, before takeoff, we have our dispatch number. Doors are closed. Pressure and temperature.
I just kept looking at him. And I was scared, and I just kept praying and praying and praying when we were in the plane. No parent should ever experience that.
Ethan had to spend about a week in the ICU before he was well enough to leave. Asthma is getting worse across the U.S. Since the 1980s, it's been increasing across all ages and ethnic groups. But it's a bigger problem among Native Americans. People living on the Navajo Reservation, for example, are 1.5 times as likely to have asthma as people living elsewhere in the U.S.
The environmental exposures here are impossible to control.
Diana Hu is a pediatrician who's been working on the Navajo Reservation for 35 years. She says some of the causes of asthma on the reservation are old.
We have, you know, Russian thistles or, you know, tumbleweeds everywhere. We have elms everywhere. We have cottonwoods everywhere.
Those are all plants that can set off kids' allergies, which can trigger an asthma attack. There's some evidence that climate change is increasing the amount of pollen in the air, which some researchers say is contributing to the rise of asthma. Other factors that contribute to asthma are new. There are fossil fuel projects like coal mines on the Navajo Reservation. Air pollution from coal mines is associated with increased asthma. And then there are daily 1 to 2 hour drives on diesel school buses from far-flung houses to the towns where the schools are. Diesel fumes can both cause and exacerbate asthma. And there's something else.
We always had a wood stove. That's one thing I didn't really want to use as a heating source, but that's all we could afford.
That's Chelsea again. Like 65% of families here, she heats her house with a wood stove.
Cover your mouth.
It's black, with a little door for putting wood in and a wide stovepipe coming out of the back. It has no filter to keep smoke and ash out of the cabin the way more expensive wood stoves do. Chelsea says wood costs her $100 for a truckload. Wood pellets burn cleaner, but would cost $20 for a small bag. Chelsea says she can't even consider electric heat. though she wishes she could. When it's smoky, it triggers Ethan's asthma.
He gets really mucusy. It's like boogers. And like you can hear it. You can hear those boogers, and he'll try to spit it out. And it sounds congested.
To try to keep him healthy, Chelsea makes sure the stovepipe is always clean so smoke won't blow back into the cabin. And she always has a pot of water on the stove so there's steam in the air.
The doctors told us, make sure you always have a pot of water to keep the air kind of humid for them, not dry.
When federal agencies like the CDC have tried to help lower asthma rates on reservations, the efforts have often been met with resistance. That's why, on some reservations, researchers and healthcare providers are trying new community-based approaches.
Our main goal is to really educate the Navajo Nation, even especially with the hospital staff and also the schools.
There's a program run by the University of Arizona working on community asthma education. Stevic Jim is the project manager.
We want to educate. This is what asthma is. These are what triggers are before it gets to that extreme level.
Jim says educating the community has been challenging. For one thing, asthma is still such a new problem on the reservation, there isn't even a word in Navajo for asthma, so it's hard to explain to grandparents, who are often the caretakers, that it's a chronic condition that needs regular medication. Jim says his goal is prevention, teaching caregivers how to help avoid medical crises.
14.
Ethan's 10 years old now, and he's doing better. Ethan and one of his brothers were sitting next to their mom, eating chips, when she told me the doctors put him on a new medication and he hasn't been to the emergency room since.
He's been doing pretty good in PE and stuff. And
I usually
tell them, like, if you're going to go running, make sure he takes a puff before he does his workouts.
Mom.
It's just to make sure
he plays football and tackles.
I just want him to get better.
That story was reported by Eileen O'Neill.